Company presents the Abbott and Costello Kids Film, transcribed in Hollywood, with our guest star Arthur Dagwood Lace and featuring the Lou Costello Jr. Youth Foundation Award. Every Saturday morning on this program, some lucky boy or girl receives hundreds of dollars with a valuable gift and a $500 savings fund. Every boy and girl in the country is eligible for this award. We'll tell you how to win it later in the program. But first, let's have some laughs with our stars, Fred Abbott and Lou Costello.
Hey.
Here I am, Costello.
Oh, good.
Hey, what was that awful crash I heard in your house this morning?
Well, my little cousin Will, he got an electric train for Christmas. And me and him were playing with it. The train was running around the room, and just as it passed me, I thought I saw an empty seat, so I jumped for it.
Costello, how do you manage to be the dumbest dope in the world?
Well, I don't deserve all the credit, Abbott.
No,
my brother helped me.
Be ashamed of yourself. You know how many kids are listening to you right now?
Oh, sure. On this show, I got 67 million kids listening to me.
Costello, there are only 50 million kids in the United States.
Yes, but some of them kids have Mexican friends.
I thought you were going to have something special to tell the kids today.
Well, what I have. Now, all the kiddies all over the country, they get close up to the radio. And I really get real close. I want to get very chummy with you. Because Uncle Lou is going to tell you the story of Romeo and Juliet.
Ah, that's a beautiful story.
Just a second, Abbott. I tell the story all alone, and I don't need any help from
all
you.
Right, all right, all right. All right, no argument.
Go sit down and rest your hands and face.
All right.
Now, Romeo was the...
Now, wait a minute. That story was written by...
I'll tell them who the story was written by.
All right, long as you tell
Kitty. It was written by a fellow named Shakespeare who was a great ether. He was the guy...
Wait a minute. Not ether. You mean author. Ether puts people asleep.
That's what this story is going to do. Now, Romeo was the leading character in the story and his father's only son. Now, his father...
He was his father's heir.
Yes. He... What did he say?
His father's heir.
His father didn't have any hair. He was bald.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, but we'll just keep out of this and don't get technicality.
All right. Go ahead with your story.
Now, the girl in the story was Juliet... And her father threw a big party for Juliet to give her a little shove into society.
Oh, she was making her debut.
Yes.
She?
She was making her what?
Debut.
I don't like your attitude. I am telling this story.
All right, go ahead and tell it.
So Juliet's father invited a lot of people over to the house.
Yes. In other words, the people who are coming in to her coming out party.
Yes. Now, how can you come in to come out?
Inside. Well, naturally, she had to come in to come out.
What did she want to come out for? She was inside,
I understand that.
This wasn't an outdoor affair. It was on the inside.
Of course.
But if the people are going to come out, and she's coming out to come in...
Oh, wait a minute.
Why don't they all stay home?
Look, Costello, you don't understand. The party is supposed to bring her out.
Oh, why should the party bring her out? What did the little girl do? The party didn't even start. Right away, some guy wants to drag her out.
No.
Why don't you leave the girl alone, Abbott?
Costello, will you please?
She wasn't drinking.
That's good.
Maybe she had one popsicle.
Never mind. What happened to Romeo?
I'm coming to that.
Oh.
Juliet's father didn't like Romeo, so he didn't invite him to the party. Romeo had to sneak in.
How did he do it?
He got himself a match. Then he borrowed some clothes from another guy, and then he went to the party.
Oh. Romeo went in disguise.
Yes, he went in disguised clothes.
You've got to stop butting in. I'm only trying to find out why Juliet's father didn't like Romeo.
Romeo's father and Juliet's father had been fighting for 15 years.
Which family brought on the feud?
They both brought on the feud, but he wouldn't eat it. The poor little guy was lovesick. He was starved. He was thin. He was frail.
He must have looked wan.
Yes. What did you say?
He looked wan. Don't you know what wan is?
Sure. Wan is the number before two.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Now, Juliet would sit on the balcony, and she then...
Wait a minute. Why did she sit on the balcony?
Because she couldn't afford a seat in the orchestra. Why do you keep questioning me? She wanted to sit in the balcony.
All right. Go ahead.
Up there, you can smoke.
All right. Go ahead with it. Come on. Let's get to it.
Now, when Juliet saw Romeo under the balcony, she got excited and dropped her handkerchief. And zoop! He picked it up and brought it to her.
Wait a minute. What did Juliet do when Romeo gave her the handkerchief?
she's done like anybody else.
Well, what? What?
Oh, you know.
Well, you know the story, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Then what did Juliet do when Romeo gave her the handkerchief?
He wiped her nose. Why do you make me say those things?
You should be ashamed of yourself, Costello. You've taken one of the greatest masterpieces that was ever written, one of the most beautiful love stories in history, and made it a ridiculous mumble-jumbo. Why do you do these things?
Oh, I'm a bad boy.
And now the singing star of the Abbott and Costello Kids Show, 9-year-old Anna Slaughter. Things for kids everywhere, it's a good day. It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day for moaning tonight. Yes, it's a good day for shining your teeth, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain, nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day for moaning tonight. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, bright shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a show on. And you know you got to right away. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for keeping your health. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day for mom tonight. I said you the sun, good morning. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make it going. And you know you got to right away. Have it like a day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for feeling your ill. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day. Today. Arthur Lake, star and producer of 16 Fathoms Deep, better known to all his friends as Dagwood Bumstead.
Hi, kid.
Did you bring Cookie over with you?
No, I didn't, Johnny. Blondie and I are kind of punishing Cookie. Because Saturday night I found out she didn't take her bath.
How'd you find out that Cookie didn't take a bath?
Huh? What'd you say?
How'd you find out that Cookie didn't take a bath?
Yeah, she forgot to wet the soap. but I was too smart for it. Say, what are all the kids doing here, huh?
Oh, they came over here to see Abbott and Costello.
You mean their mothers left them? Oh, boy. Blondie and I won't let Alexander play with Costello anymore. He's a bad.
Boy, how do you say that?
I heard you, Deadwood.
my name is not Deadwood, it's Dagwood. Look, Costello, I think you're the worst boy in our neighborhood. Why, even in school, you're at the tail end of the class.
Well, what's the difference? They teach the same thing at both ends.
You're so smart. Why did they kick you out of school last year?
On account of geography. Mm. I didn't know where the Rocky Mountains were.
Well, it serves you right. In the future, remember where you put things.
Deadwood, did you ever go to school stupid?
Huh?
Did you ever go to school stupid?
Yeah, and I came out the same way.
Calling Dagwood stupid. Now tell him you're sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Dagwood, I'm sorry you're stupid.
Yeah, and I accept your apology.
Get a load of him. He's got two kids and... On with the next line.
Yeah. Mr. Abbott, you should teach your son Costello some manners.
Son? Son? Costello's not my son.
Not your son?
Heavens, no.
Then what excuse do you have for keeping him around, huh?
Now, just a second, Dogwood.
It's Dagwood.
You can't talk like that about me. I'm a pretty tough guy, see?
Yeah.
And I hang around with a pretty tough mob, see?
Just how tough is your mob?
Well, any guy with teeth is considered a sissy. And if you get caught carrying a handkerchief, you get kicked out of the mob.
Pay no attention to Costello, Dagwood. Tell me, how are the children?
Oh, pretty good. That is, all but the baby. We just can't get him to eat his nice potatoes.
You should do like my mother done with me when I wouldn't eat.
Hmm. Well, what did she do?
She hit me on top of the head, and when I opened my mouth to holler, in went the nice potatoes.
Costello, didn't I see you this morning pushing your sister's baby around the block in a carriage?
Yeah, I saw you too. And when you got back, you had a different baby in a different carriage. Well, what did your sister say to that?
She didn't say nothing. It was a much better carriage.
Costello, you're impossible.
Now, my little cookie is much smarter than you are. Why, when she gets home from school, she remembers everything the teacher said. Can you do that?
No, but she lives closer to the school than I do.
I never thought of that.
You ain't so smart either, you know, Deadwood.
Dagwood.
Excuse me. Suppose you could be any kind of animal in the world. What would you like to be?
Oh, I'd like to be a bird, so I could flutter around. What would you like to be?
An elephant, so I could squirt water on people.
No. That's a shame on you. Forgive him, Dagwood. Yeah. He's sleepy.
Yes, I ain't been getting much sleep lately.
Well, why don't you try being a good boy, and then the Sandman will throw sand in your eyes.
If the Sandman throws sand in my eyes, I'll kick him in the foot.
Never mind him, Dagwood. How's the baby looking these days?
Oh, just beautiful. He has my eyes, Blondie's hair, Alexander's nose.
And yesterday, he had your father-in-law's teeth.
Now, Costello, you keep away from Dagwood's kid. I saw you this morning standing across the street throwing spitballs at Alexander. Why did you throw them from across the street?
Yeah, well, he couldn't get any closer to him. You see, Alexander's got the mumps.
You know, you look kind of lumpy yourself, Dagwood.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I had to leave the house early this morning. I didn't have any breakfast, so I brought the makings of a Dagwood sandwich with me in the front of my shirt. So if you'll excuse me, I'll take them out. Doggone it, there goes the ketchup. Hey, stand aside, boys. I'm going to make the sandwich.
Boys, look at him go.
Ham, lamb, chicken, pig, knuckles, cheese, frogs, legs, pickles, relish, mustard. 6 slices of bread. Brother, what a sandwich.
Now I'm going to eat it.
Ouch! He bit me. Why the back?
Well, I feel better now. Costello, I must warn you not to fight with Alexander anymore. He told me he'd kick your teeth in.
Costello, do you fight with Alexander?
Oh, sure.
But he's just a boy. Why, he wears short pants.
So what? When Joe Louis fights, he wears short pants, too. Anyways, I ain't afraid of Alexander, and I ain't afraid of you either, Deadwood.
Oh, no?
No. Here, Deadwood, knock this tip off my shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Now knock this one off.
Yeah.
All right, let me see you knock this one off. Costello, what are you doing?
I'm tiring him out.
Now, Deadwood, I'm going to draw a line between us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I dare you to step over the line.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I stepped over the line. Now what?
Now you're on my side.
Costello, you're acting like an idiot.
Who's that?
Dagwood is our guest. You should entertain him.
Okay, Dagwood. What would you like to do?
Hey, how about a little game of jack? I brought my own jacks along.
Oh, goody, goody. Can I play?
Yeah, but this game is between Deadwood and me. Why don't you run over to Muller's brother's used car lot and show them what a real wreck looks like?
Well, come on, Costello. I'll go first.
Yeah, all right. Now, remember, we're playing fair and square. Drop the jack.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
One Z.
Mm-hmm.
Two Z.
Mm-hmm.
Three Z.
Mm-hmm.
Four Z.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I dropped the ball. Gotta do 5 Z's to beat me.
Okay, here I go. 1 Z, 2 Z, 3 Z's, whoop, 5 Z's, I win.
Hey, wait
said you only did twosies and threesies.
Well, don't twosies and threesies make fivesies?
Abbott Costello is nothing but a cheat. He doesn't know how to play jack.
No, yes, I do. I'm an ace at that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a regular jack ace. Ah, ah, ah.
Thank you for coming over, Dagwood. And it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks. And it's been nice to be here. Bud and Lou and, well, hey, Bud and Lou, I have a gift for the kids at the foundation. A load of Hollywood star stamp albums. And stamps of all the movie stars. And I thank every parent to be thankful to you two guys for the wonderful work you're doing for the kids.
Thanks a lot, Arthur.
Thanks a lot, Arthur. But remember, Bud and I needed the help of all of you people to make the foundation possible. And we're going to need a lot more help to keep it going and build new foundations all over the country.
Well, just call me anytime you need me, fellas. I'll do what I can. Well, so long.
So long.
Well, thanks, Arthur Lake.
And now for our quiz game, Bubble or Nothing. We have eight kids on the stage, chosen from the studio audience. They're all doing bubble games. The kid who blows the biggest bubble in 10 seconds gets a special prize. Every kid who blows bubbles gets to be a contestant. Those who don't blow bubbles get nothing. So let's go with Bubble or Nothing.
Well, the contestants are chewing their bubble gum. On the count of three, the gong will ring and they will stop blowing. Are you ready, kids? One, two, three. Blow your bubbles.
Come on,
blow. Well, there they go. Look at them. Oh, my. Well, we got two winners, a boy and a girl, and really get the size of that bubble. Come on over here, dearie. You look like a miniature Costello. Now, look. Sweetheart, you blew the biggest bubble for the girls. Now, here's your prize. It's a wonderful wall aquarium with real live goldfish from the Photo Aquarium Company in Inglewood, California. Get a load of that. Isn't that beautiful? It lights
like
up
that.
When you put it on the wall. Isn't that beautiful?
You
see? That's for you, dear. Now, Sonny, you won the prize for blowing a biggest bubble for boys, and you're going to get your prize, and here it is, a pair of Wild Bill Elliott shooting irons and a two-gun Wild Bill Elliott holster. Nobody will get tough with you now, will they?
Now, look at that.
Don't go away, because you're in the real Wild Bill Elliott, too. Okay, and now we're on with the contest over here. We have contestant number one. What is your name, dear?
Beverly Penoff.
Where are you from, sweetie?
Chicago, Illinois.
You're from Chicago, Illinois. Good. Well, Beverly, did you pick any subjects you'd like to talk about?
Dancing.
Think hard now. What kind of a dance is named after an animal? An animal. Did you ever have a fox, sir? What kind of a dance is named after an animal?
Well, come on, trot it up. Trot it up.
Trot dance.
No, the other way. Fox, come on. Fox trot. You win, honey. Give her a prize. She wins the prize over there. Good. Oh, yes. Give her the prize, old boy.
Hey, honey, tell you what you're getting. Oh, look at this. We're going to give you a beautiful, loose-bearing, Danny-made gold expansion bracelet. And a matching gold locket. And how's that? And that's not all you get. Because here's a complete set of Royal Chef aluminum ware.
Good. Oh, now. Yeah. Good.
Now, here we have contestant number two. Here we are. Contestant number two over here. What's your name, son?
Jackie Perry.
Where you from, Jackie?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas. Did you look at the subject that you'd like to talk about? What is it?
Riddle.
Riddle. What's the three guts that a dog's got to?
Hark, hark, I hear the angels hark. A bark!
Bark is right. Get your prize, Sonny, from Mr. Abbott.
Look at this boy get. A swell Lake Placid ski set. A zipper jacket and trousers of bright all-wool plaid and sky leader corduroy made by Sandett.
Corduroy.
And now we have contestant number four over here, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody listening all over the country, I wish you could see the size of this very beautiful little blonde. How old are you, sweetie?
3 years
old? Listen, sweetheart, before the show, I understood somebody told me that you could sing. Can you sing? I understand that you're the sister of the little singer, Eunice Slaughter, the girl we have on the show. Are you her sister? Are you? Sure you are. Would you like to sing? What would you like to sing, honey?
Jesus,
you'd like to sing Jesus Loves Me? Well, I think that's a pretty number. Ladies and gentlemen, this little baby is about not quite three and beautiful little blonde. She's going to sing Jesus Loves Me. Go ahead, sweetie. You want the music? Here we go. Now.
Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Ronnie? Fairy tale, huh? Okay, what was the name of the little girl who had all the trouble with the three bears? Goldie, you put the key in the where? Goldie, say Goldie.
Goldie.
Now, you put the key where? Where do you put the key?
Don't lock it up.
Where do you put the key? Hmm? Where do you put the key when you want to get in the house?
Oh, come.
What do you call that thing where you put the key?
In that little hole.
What do you call that? What do they call that? What do you call that little hole in the door? What do they call it? La, 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 la.
Lock
hole.
Goldie lock.
Lock.
Yes.
Oh, boy. This girl is really going to step out now. Honey, you will receive a beautiful, genuine horse, ham, and muff set from I.J. Fox, the world's largest furrier. And you also get this famous Hollywood movie star stamp album. So you can start your collection now. And every kid in the audience also gets a packet of movie star stamps.
Good. Now, here we have, let you look time, baby. Well, here we have contestant number five over here. Now, what's your name, son?
Myron Ace.
Myron Ace, where are you from, Myron?
New Jersey, Bayonne.
Bayonne, New Jersey. That's right near my hometown of Paterson, New Jersey. Well, we're neighbors. Myron, what would you like to talk about?
Weather.
You like to talk about the weather?
Yes.
Okay, when it's cloudy, what does it look like? When it's raining, how does it feel?
Feels wet.
That's right. You win.
You don't get one prize. Wait a minute. You get six. Two pair of three-tog longies, two pair of three-tog polo jud paws, and two pair of boxer shorts. Created for hard-playing boys everywhere by Dry Apparel.
Okay, and here we are. Contestant number seven, a very pretty little girl. Martha German. Where are you from, baby?
Southern Indiana.
Southern Indiana. How old are you?
13.
When you're three more years, I'd like to see you. Now, look. Hey, honey. What would you like to talk about?
Dogs.
Like to talk about dogs? A dog's a swell pal, but what useful things can a dog do? He can carry your what?
Well,
he
can guide people.
What can a dog carry? He can carry the mail. You win. That's
got
it. A male dog can carry the mail.
One cute little pedigreed ideal cocker spaniel puppy. How's that? And that's not all. You also get a 6-month supply of Wilson's ideal dog food. The 7-course meal, ideal for your dog.
All right, Sonny. Now we're going to ask you a very difficult question. What's your name?
Walter.
You win a prize, Walter. Go over and get it.
You win. Well, the kid embroidered Western shirts and a pair of Billy the Kid Texas jeans. How's that?
Well, the contestants we have time for, but the rest of the kids on the stage will all get a prize anyway. Well, kids, how did you like Bubble or Nothing? And now we present the Miss Costello Junior Youth Foundation Award. This week's award goes to Marvin Dyer, Jr. of 1651 Acton Lane, Pine Hill, Cincinnati, Ohio. Mr. Costello, I'm sure the kids and myself would like to know why Marvin won the award.
Johnny, the board of directors of the Lou Costello Junior Youth Foundation selected Marvin Dyer from a letter sent in by one of our listeners. I read the letter, too, and at first I couldn't believe it.
So what did the boy do, Lou? Pull somebody out of a burning building or save some of his pals from drowning or maybe...
No, but Marvin is too busy to be a hero. Anyway, the kind of a hero you're talking about.
Well, he must have done something outstanding. I know we don't give this award for nothing.
That's true, Johnny. The award is given mainly to promote good citizenship. And we all know that to be a good citizen, we must be a credit to the community in which we live.
That's right, Lou. And I'd like to say to our listeners, if you know of a boy or a girl... One who is really doing his or her best to help others in the community, Let us know about it. Write a letter to Abbott and Costello in care of Hollywood.
And now let's see what Marvin Geyer, a 13-year-old boy of a family in Cincinnati, did to win this week's award.
Okay, kids, breakfast ready.
So are we, Marvin.
Hi, I'm hungry.
Margie, you're all well cooked. Well, you kids need to make a snappy. We'll be late for school. I'll go see our mommy.
Give me some more now.
See, this oatmeal is good. Hand me the sugar.
Good morning, Mom.
Hello, Mom. How do you feel?
Not so good, Marvin. The doctor says I'll have to go back to the hospital again. I don't know what I'd do if it weren't for you. Marvin, you work day and night. It's not right for a boy.
Mom, it's nothing. Kids ain't no trouble, and I got two swell jobs, and I don't mind.
Marvin, what about your schoolwork? You can't keep this up. It's not fair to you.
Don't worry about my schoolwork, Mom. I'll go to summer school and catch you up on it that way.
Come on, Marvin. We'll be late for school.
Okay, I'm coming. See you tonight, Mom. Okay, kids, here's your lunch. Now, listen to me. I gotta go to work. I'll be back at 6 o'clock to fix your supper. And be sure to do your homework. You got that?
Sure, Marvin. We got it. You'll be all right, Mar.
Okay. Go on, kid.
Is that you, Marvin?
Yeah, Mom.
What time is it?
Just a little past midnight, Mom. We had a busy day. I made 50 cents in tips at the drugstore, and I sold nearly 100 papers. I hope I do as good tomorrow.
And that's just one out of 7 days a week in the life of Marvin Geyer, a 13-year-old American boy that I think every person in this country should be proud of.
Johnny, what do you say? If Marvin Geyer gets the award?
Brother, he deserves it. How about it, kid?
Marvin Geyer, for supporting your mother and your three sisters and going to school at the same time, Abbott and I salute you, Johnny. Marvin, rather. Excuse me. Johnny, you make the award tomorrow.
To Marvin Geyer, Jr. of Cincinnati, Ohio, goes this week's Bill Costello, Jr. Youth Foundation Award. And here are your prizes. First, a beautiful jewel wristwatch. This is a solid gold 17-year-old ring engaged from Bud and Lou. And a bicycle that will make you the head man on your block. It's a slim, deluxe-built bicycle. The world's finest bicycle. And here for you are footballs, basketballs, softballs, and tennis balls made by the Pennsylvania Rubber Company, makers of the world's finest sporting equipment.
Yes. And another gift from Bud and me, a $500 savings bond to help you complete your education. Good luck, Marvin.
Youth Foundation Award is given each week to a boy or girl for a civic good deed. You, the listeners, will nominate this boy or girl of the week. Anyone can write a letter nominating a boy or girl. Just write to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California. Simply tell a story of an outstanding good deed or act of heroism by a boy or girl 16 years of age or younger. All letters become the property of the New Costello Junior Youth Foundation. It will be judged by its board of directors and the judges' decision for the final. The awards will be made each Sunday morning on the Abbott and Costello Kids Show. Be sure to listen. The winner may be your kid or the kid next door.
Well, kid, that's all for today.
Kid, be sure to listen next Saturday when our guest will be George Skelton. So long, kid, for next Saturday.
This is your next week's award winner. And remember, you can nominate a winner by writing a letter to Abbott and Costello, Hollywood, California. And don't miss the regular Abbott and Costello show on Wednesday night. Marvin Geyer, his mother and sisters, were portrayed by Bobby Ellis, Barbara Fuller, Norma Jean Wilson, and Ann Byrd. John McGovern speaking, the Abbott and Costello Kids Show of Transcribed in Hollywood, written and produced by Eddie Foreman, and directed by Hartfield Weeks.